ask to. You are helping with a survey on streaming TV. Listen to the interview and fill in the missing information in the spaces below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Excuse me, my name is Anna Lee and I work for Entertainment Asia, a streaming TV network. We're doing a survey to find out whether people have subscribed to streaming TV services and, if so, their opinions. Would you mind if I asked you a few questions?
No, not at all. I just got off work and I'm not in a rush. And well, I am a subscriber to NetPlus.
Oh, great. And have you subscribed to any traditional paid TV networks?
No, they're too expensive for me.
Okay. What device do you use most often to access the streaming service?
Tablet.
Not your smartphone?
Occasionally, but not often. The screen is too small. My tablet has a bigger screen and it's very convenient.
Why do you choose streaming TV?
Two simple reasons. It's convenient and affordable.
Convenient and affordable. Could you explain that a bit more?
Yes. For convenience, I can access it all on my devices. Secondly, it's affordable. You see, for most streaming TV networks, their monthly fee is below $100. For traditional paid TV networks, the cheapest package is more than $250 a month. It's a big difference.
That's true. Right, now about your suggestions for improvement on streaming TV.
Well, it's a bit tricky, because I can only base the suggestions on my experience with NetPlus.
That's okay.
All right.
Do you have any suggestions on its downloadable content?
Oh, yes. There isn't enough choice. So I think it should give viewers, I mean subscribers, more choice.
More choice on downloadable content.
Yes, that's right.
What about its news programs? Any suggestions for improvement?
Yes, its news programs are boring. Too much talking. And not much visual content. So I think its news programs should be video-based.
And shorter as well?
No. I think if the news programs are video-based, then length is not really a problem.
I see. Any other suggestions for NetPlus?
Yes, I have three other suggestions. The first one is, it should produce more original content, like drama shows. I think its original content is a strong point.
Original content?
Yes. Programs that NetPlus creates and produces. They are of very good quality, especially its drama shows. If NetPlus could produce more of them, it will surely attract more subscribers.
Okay.
Second, it should allow people to view some content free of charge, like fitness programs. Fitness programs help promote a healthy lifestyle, which is good for society. I think businesses should think more about social responsibility. They should contribute more to the welfare of society. Lastly, I think NetPlus could reduce its fee to about 50 Hong Kong dollars a month. At the moment, it's $90 a month. I know it's much cheaper than paid TV networks, but if it could reduce its monthly fee to about $50, it could attract many more subscribers and make it more affordable to students and low-income families.
Thanks. Well, I'd like to ask you for some personal information for statistical purposes. Is that okay?
Yes, no problem.
Thanks. How old are you and what educational level have you achieved?
I'm turning 27 next month, so technically I'm still 26. I finished university some years ago.
Right. Thanks very much for your time and opinions.
Not a problem.
That is the end of task 2. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.